Welcome to the Hyde Park Explorer, Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail, Riverfront Park. With its source high in the Adirondack Mountains, the Hudson River flows 315 miles to New York Harbor. The river is named for Englishman Henry Hudson, who explored it in 1609. Countless generations of Native Americans made their homes along the shores of the river, followed by European settlers. All parties recognized that the deep water made for smooth navigation for many miles and supported enormous populations of fish. The Hudson River played a vital role in the establishment of many communities. You could almost say that the town of Hyde Park was built on the backs of the bountiful sturgeon that thrived in the river. The number of Atlantic sturgeon that once lived in the Hudson is somewhat hard to imagine, but Chris Bowser, Science Education Coordinator for the Hudson River Estuary Program of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, brings this perspective.
One of the amazing things is the Atlantic sturgeon, these giant fish of the Hudson River, they are born in the freshwater, and basically they spawn off of Hyde Park, and then they'll return out to the ocean, to the coastal regions, for several years, up to 15 years, before they reach sexual maturity, ultimately return to the Hudson to spawn. The fact that they take so long to mature means that when their population stocks dwindled, to get those population numbers back up takes a long, long time. Back in the 1890s, it was estimated that there were about 6,000 female Atlantic sturgeon and 8,000 male Atlantic sturgeon in the Hudson River, spawning adults that would come here. In the 1990s, 100 years after that, it was estimated that there were only 270 female sturgeon and about 600 male Atlantic sturgeon that were coming to spawn in the Hudson River. So you have to think about that for a minute. In the 1990s, 270 female sturgeon, the entire population of the Hudson River sturgeon was estimated to hinge on these, on less than 1,000 individuals. That's an incredible low number.
So plentiful and prosperous were the fish and the industry it spawned, Hyde Park sturgeon became known as Albany beef. Yet the bounty would come to an abrupt end.
There's a lot of different factors that contributed to the decline of sturgeon. Habitat loss in terms of where they spawn and where their young live along the shore. Water quality effects from decades of industrial uses and sewage. But it's hard to escape the fact that we ate a lot of these fish. We, meaning people of the Hudson Valley. Sturgeon are delicious. Their flesh is delicious. Their eggs are valuable as caviar. And for many decades, they were harvested for those reasons.
The sturgeon is now the focus of ongoing research and monitoring.
Every spring and summer, there's the Hudson River Fisheries Unit of the Estuary Program goes out off of Hyde Park and uses huge gill nets to catch adult sturgeon as they come up the Hudson River while they're in the Hudson River spawning. Because we're able to track these sturgeon, we can start to look at where their habitat uses are. Once we start to put these puzzle pieces together, we can better manage for the success of the species by figuring out what does it need and what can we provide it. The ultimate goal of my job, I want the Hudson River to be a place where you can go catch a sturgeon and eat it. Because what that means is that the population, the habitats that population depends on, everything is in place.